The Ward Village Block 2 project is located along Kamakee Street and is currently an open surface parking lot across from the Ward 16 theaters. Under Hawaii Community Development Authority rules, structures must be set back at least 75 feet from Kamakee to maintain the Mauka Makai View Corridor. But a 75-foot setback would render the lot too small to accommodate a 40-story high-rise, and expanding the building's footprint would have a major impact on Ward Warehouse. Nick Vanderboom is Senior Vice President of Development for Howard Hughes Corporation.
If we couldn't shift the corridor, we would have to shut down Ward Warehouse. As I said, there's substantial mechanical equipment that run that entire 6-acre property, and it's not feasible to just relocate it.
Instead, Howard Hughes Corporation requested a modification to allow the 40-story structure to be built 30 feet away from Kamakee instead of 75, and also allow canopies and eaves at street level. But Brian Shimogawa, who calls himself a concerned citizen, opposed bending any rule.
I kind of oppose the development, but what I oppose most is the acceptance of these modifications and exemptions. It really makes CHCD and the board be a double standard agency with autonomous power. It almost seems like it's a pro quid pro kind of deal.
But architect and interior planner Troy Miyasato says the property is constrained because of its location along Alamoana Boulevard Makai, Oahu Street Mauka, and a new Kamakee Street, which was reconfigured for the betterment of the community.
Kamakee was brought in alignment to the ever entrance of Alamoana Park, and it improved pedestrian safety, vehicular safety, everything. But as a result, the size of Block 2. I don't know the details, but I think they lost a good quarter of that property.
State-recognized cultural descendant Paulette Ka'anohi Okalani Kale'ikini supports the entire Ward Neighborhood Master Plan as approved in 2009. Kale'ikini says the developer included Native Hawaiian stakeholders in every step of the planning, which will be evident upon completion.
They have incorporated the mana'o of the streams that flow through, the fish ponds that once existed in Kaka'ako. So all of this mana'o and olelo, all the stories, will be incorporated into the paintings, the colors of the building, and the exterior design of the building. You'll see it happening.
Senior Vice President Vanderboom says Howard Hughes will be increasing certain aspects of the Kamakee viewplane that should enhance the street-level experience. Vanderboom also wants to retain current tenants.
We can't control the market, and there's a lot of things we can't control, so right now we have to start incrementally. We're starting with a phase that doesn't impact our existing tenants and allows all of the local businesses we have at Ward Warehouse to continue operating.
HCDA approved the setback modifications for the project, as well as another Howard Hughes 400-foot tower at the current Pier 1 location on the corner of Kamakee and Oahu Street. Meanwhile, HCDA is anticipating three more applications for development: Phase 2 of 801 South Street, another at Keaoho Street, and a revised plan for the 803 Waimanu project. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.